Point is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, once again, they're going to be the views of our good friend Barry Shamish, who is a Jewish investigative reporter who worked out of Israel for 30 years uncovering the corruption there and eventually, because of threats on his life, had to come to America. And certainly we enjoy having him on. But we're not going to be talking, certainly, on what we usually talk about. I've asked Barry to talk one more time about the background of the Sabbatean Jewish movement. Now, most Jews don't understand the Sabbatean Jewish movement. There are a lot of people who think that there are a lot of problems in the world and there is a Jewish conspiracy to actually rule the world, and that's what Israel is really all about, and this is why they can't, in their own good conscience, back Israel. But they really don't understand what Barry is talking about, and I really feel it's important, although you may have heard some of it before. We did a program the other morning. It was so well done, so well organized. I asked Barry if he'd come back on the evening program and do this once again to take you into the background of the Sabbatean movement and of the Frankish Jews. What is the Sabbatean movement? What are the Frankish Jews? Barry Shamish, you pick up the story.
Yeah, let's give a little background here. This wasn't minor. Shabtai Tzvi was the Messiah to over half the Jews of the world in the year 1666 on June 18th. By the way, the numbers involved are not Jewish. They're very, very, let's say Catholic, because in 1666, the only organization who could have spread the fact of Shabtai Tzvi was the upcoming new Messiah of the Jews was the Vatican. Look, all the books say the same thing, that Jews from Iran to Mexico. I always use that quote. But the fact is, over half the Jews of the world accepted him as the Messiah on the 6th month. And the 18th, of course, is 3 times 6 in 1666. It was very, very well timed as a PR gesture, and it worked.
All right. Now, who was this gentleman for our listeners out there? I mean, he was living in 1666, and he suddenly declares himself to be the leader of the Jews, the Messiah. Who was he? Where was he living? Why did the Jewish people accept him as the Messiah at that time?
Well, he was living in Gaza. At the time, it was Ottoman Turk. Why did the Jews accept him? They were desperate, I guess. But the fact remains, his Judaism was the opposite of Judaism. You have to understand this. Sabbateanism viewed the Torah as absolutely correct in the opposite sense. Now, the example I always use is the most extreme example. Do not murder becomes do murder. I hear the music.
That's all right. You go right ahead. And basically, everything the Torah says, why the Sabbateans believed exactly the opposite. And you say that doesn't make sense. Well, maybe it doesn't. But this is something that most people today have never heard of, and they haven't heard of it because they don't want you to. Go right ahead, Barry. I'll tell you when we have to.
Well, what it comes down to is it was a great time wife swapping was part of the religion of the new Judaism. There were Purim, you had to give your wife to some other man. That was the rules of this Sabbatean Judaism. In a way, it was a relief, I suppose.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back in a moment with Barry Sammis.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly what Barry says is that this fellow living in Turkey, under the Ottoman Empire, always is certainly...
He was living in Gaza.
I'm sorry. He was living in the Ottoman Empire. He was living in Gaza. And basically, of course, the Turks told him he either was going to convert to be a Muslim or die a slow, agonizing death. He agreed to become a Muslim, and most of his followers abandoned him. But there were, as it was, a group in Turkey who actually agreed to go along and follow, become Muslims themselves, but they never really became Muslims. They always continued to follow the teachings of Subotsky and basically they were a very major influence in Turkey at that time, and some of them still exist there today. This is an element, a part of Judaism, which very few people, very few Jews even know about. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I won't dive into that. The Sabbateans massacred Armenians during the First World War. They have a dreadful history. First of all, my good friend, he just died a few months ago, Rabbi Marvin Antelman. He was my inspiration. And not minor, he phoned me week after week for about 20 years. Now, believe it or not, he was looking for material from me. But all the while, his interpretation, well, it just went back to Sabbateanism or Frankism. It took me 20 years to understand this guy was right all along. And if it took me 20-odd years, well, your listeners are not going to be persuaded overnight, but I swear to you, folks, he got it right. Now, his book was to eliminate the opiate. He inspired me to write my book, Shabtai's Fee, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. And my book persuaded someone named David Livingston to write a book called Black Terror, White Soldiers, which does a pretty darn good job of following from my inspiration. And, of course, Gershom Scholem was Rabbi Antelman's inspiration. In short, don't think that Jews have forgotten the influence of Shabtai Tzvi and Jacob Frank. There's a, it may be a tiny corner of Judaism, but it's a very smart corner. You can find it out.
All right, fine. So this fellow Jacob Frank then was around in the 1700s, and basically then he was claimed that he was the new Messiah, and he became certainly carried on this tradition. So basically it had the tradition in the 1600s, 1666, then you have it in the 1700s, and Barry will tell you how this ties into certainly the Rothschilds, how it ties into the Illuminati, but that's another part of the subject.
I'm going to confuse your listeners.
Okay.
So I'm going to quote David Livingston, and you're not going to understand, but I'll find a way to make it understandable afterwards. Now, I'm going to take the major names. See, Shabtai Tzvi had influence ultimately in Turkey, and who cares about Turkey when you've got Europe? If you can get the Jews of Europe to become Sabbateans, well, Sabbatean through Jacob Frank. In other words, they were called Frankists. No longer Sabbatean in the 1780s. They were now Frankists. Now, I'm going to quote David Livingston, and just be patient with me. I'll sort it out. I think I've found ways. Now, follow me. The first is Napoleon. We'll get to him via me. Let's just quote Livingston for now. A recent genetic study of Napoleon's DNA has proven him to have been of Sephardic Jewish ancestry. Napoleon was a rare example of haplogroup E1, B1, B1, C1. All right. You don't know what, well, you would, over most of your listeners, this group originated in Israel. Napoleon's Jewish ancestors probably came to Italy during the Islamic expansion as conquerors or merchants. Now, I write in short, Napoleon liberated Jews wherever he conquered. One of his first tasks was to liberate the Jews. Don't underestimate that. Not a lot of leaders, military or otherwise, bothered in their policies to liberate Jews. He did. Now, where this leads, again, Livingston. The Sabbatean's veneration of Napoleon, which survived beyond his death, was related to Jacob Frank's messianic prophecies. Frank had been prophesizing a great war to be followed by the overthrow of governments and foretold that the true Jacob, this is a quote from him, the true Jacob will gather the children of his nation in the land promised to Abraham. Now, leave that be for now. This was, you have to work at a grandiose scheme like that. How did they get to Napoleon? here is a complaint, and I won't give you the background. For that, get Livingston's book. In short, Napoleon handled this complaint. The overthrow of the papal throne has given the Frankist daydreams plenty of nourishment. They say openly this is the sign of the coming of the Messiah, since their chief belief consists of this. Shabtai's fee with Savior will always remain the Savior, but always of a different shape. General Bonaparte's conquest gave nourishment to their superstitious teachings. His conquest of Palestine, of Jerusalem, his appeal to the Israelites, is oil on their fire. And it is believed that is the connection between the Frankists and between French society. Now, you don't know what that means yet, but it's important. Napoleon was working with them. Leave it at that for now. We'll get to my writing later on, and we'll sort it all out. Now, look, the first thing we have to understand is Rabbi Antelman, in his To Eliminate the Opiate, we now talk about a new character that was all part of the revolutions of the 19th and 18th centuries. According to Rabbi Antelman, Marx, too, was of Sabbatean origin, his father Heinrich having been inducted into the sect. Now, I don't know about you, but there were an awful lot of Jews whose philosophy overturned Eastern Europe and imprisoned them behind communist bars for a long time, from 1917 until Gorbachev. Why all these Jews? Marx was apparently working for a Sabbatean, well, call it an ideal if you want. I sure don't. But again, according to Livingston, Marx and Engels were taught the philosophy of communism by Moses Hess. And Hess was the grandson of a Sabbatean leader who was the head of the Rabbinical Court of Mannheim. I won't confuse you. You have to get the book for this, but we'll get back to Hess.
But now, I think it's important for our listeners to understand what you are saying, is that Karl Marx, the father of Sydney, of communism, of Karl Marx was Jewish, and basically he was actually pushing this terrible philosophy of communism because, of course, these actually paralleled the ideas of the Sabbateans of really destroying everything worthwhile and good and noble. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that'd be plenty fair. Let's go back to Livingston. As Jewish historian Paul Johnson, by the way, a very good one, he wrote something called The History of the Jews. It influenced me. Well, here's his quote. Marx's theory of history resembles the Kabbalistic theories of the Messianic age of Shabtai Tzvi's mentor, Nathan of Gaza. Now, leave that be for now. I'm going to close it off with the beginning of Marx and his influence. Let's just say a great number of Frankists participated in a spree of Marxist-inspired subversive movements known as the Year of Revolutions of 1848. Again, to your poor listeners, we will come back to this. But Europe was overturned again between Napoleon and Marx. And that pretty well covered a good deal of the overturning. But we mentioned Moses Hess. Now, oops, I hear the music.
Okay, who is Moses Hess?
Well, he was only the founder of labor Zionism.
Okay, fine. And labor Zionism is the name that is given to the modern-day Sabbatean movement within
this. No, it's not. It's labor Zionists are never ever Sabbateans.
They're not.
They're socialists.
All right. Okay, they're not Sabbateans. This is not a continuation.
Not openly, anyways, that's for
sure. But what about behind the scenes? Don't their ideas certainly have something to do with the ideas
of Sabbateans? They founded Israel as a socialist ideal, and they didn't care who died as long as they got the seed stock to recreate Judaism. But let's
hold
that
thought. Hold the thought.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
And this is Dr. Stan, and so Barry is basically saying that suddenly this is the basis of modern-day Zionism. Modern-day Zionism is the effort, of course, to funnel the Jews into the Holy Land in Palestine. That was the whole idea.
Modern-day labor Zionism.
By the labor Zionism.
Remember, Zionism split
right.
The Zionists of the Irgun, of the religious Zionists, they have rejected labor Zionism.
Absolutely. Okay, fine. Which is really works with the Sabbateans. So basically, but the average Jewish individual doesn't understand the Sabbateans are there or the part that they have played in certainly the creation of Israel as it exists today. Go right ahead.
They don't understand the role that the labor Zionists were involved with the Nazis and the Holocaust. I'll get into it when my writing comes up. In the meantime, it's back to David Livingston. It's a good thing because I have some backing and I'm not a complete crackpot when I'm quoting very serious Jewish scholars who came well before me and came to, if not the same, maybe I've added, maybe I've subtracted, I don't know, but we all agree the Frankists led to the Marxists, it led to Napoleon, it eventually led to the state of Israel. Now, I'll get to it shortly when I finish. All right, back we go to David Livingston. You'll see where I'm going in time. It was Rabbi Antleman in To Eliminate the Opiate who pointed out that the Frankists introduced Sabbateanism on a large scale to Judaism, principally through the Reform and conservative movements. Oh, is that important? But I'm not going to stop and do that now. Just keep in mind, the Reform Judaism of America, which is very liberal, that's not even the right word. It's really a rejection of 3,800 years of tradition and history. It's a rejection, and that's what American Jews fell for. And by the way, the only branch of Judaism which will remain Jewish in the end are the Orthodox. The Reform marry out, assimilate. It's let's just say, if you're not Orthodox in America, you're not going to stay Jewish for more than a generation or two. But let's go back. Rabbi Antleman's research has demonstrated that, reflecting the Frankist rejection of the Torah, according to Reform Judaism, which is now the largest denomination of American Jews, almost everything connected with traditional Jewish ritual, law, and custom is of the ancient past and is no longer appropriate for the Jews to follow. It regards only that monotheism is okay, though at times offers a theistic interpretation. If you don't get what that means, Rabbi Antleman remarks, and so the curse of insipid Gnosticism pervades the Holy House of Israel and exists within its midst as a fifth column of destruction. And that is why he called his book To Eliminate the Opiate, The Opiate is Religion. Did I do that well?
Yes.
I know this is tough, but I know you're also following. Can your listeners follow as well?
Well, I hope so. This is why we're having you back again to go over this. Continue right along there.
All right. Now, I'm going to go to me. That was a new book by David Livingston. I sent you his email address. I hope you got it.
No, I didn't get his email
address. Yes, you did. It's there somewhere. I sent it to you. Look in your trash or wherever.
Oh, you go right ahead.
And look, I can resend it.
Well, if you wouldn't mind resending it, because I do want to get hold of David, and we've all set up to interview him here. But anyway, our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish, and we're really talking about this Sabbatean movement, the Frankist movement in the Jewish religion, which was basically there to undermine the traditions of 3,000 years of Jewish history.
Well, and to alter them and turn them upside down.
Right, of course, basically, and everything that's good was bad. Every everything that was bad was good. Yep. And basically, this is one of the big reasons today why you have such this very, very liberal movement within the Jewish religion here in the United States, the so-called Reformed Jews. The Orthodox Jews are still holding to the faith, but certainly the conservative, the Reform, are certainly moving further and further away. And people must understand this is a subversive element within Judaism that is dominating much of it today. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather,
mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Barry is pointing out that in Germany, where, of course, many, many Jews had settled, in Germany, certainly in 1932, there were well over 200 Jewish organizations. By 1934, there was only one, and that was the Labor Zionists, because, of course, the Labor Zionists made a deal with the Nazis. And, of course, what they were going to do was go right along with the Holocaust and the persecution of the Jews, hoping that out of what was taking place, why they would get seed stock for their establishment of a Jewish state in Israel. But basically, so they didn't care how many Jews died. How were you going to get the scientists and certainly the lawyers and the doctors to be willing to give up their comfortable life there in Germany, you know, and move, of course, to Palestine? It didn't make any sense. The logical people wouldn't do it unless, of course, they faced death from the Nazis. And so the Labor Zionists Janus made an agreement with the Nazis not to oppose what they were doing in the way of Jewish persecution. And you say that sounds crazy. Well, it may be, but of course, this is what happened. And this is the story that has been carefully suppressed. And most Jews have no idea that there were agreements between so-called labor Zionist leaders and the Nazis not to oppose the mass genocide of the Jews. Go right ahead.
Well, for that, you get Edwin Black's. It's a long book, but 50 pages are shocking. It's called The Transfer Agreement, and that's what was signed between labor Zionists and the Nazis. And what it said was, you keep us legal, we'll make sure you're not boycotted. There. That sums it up as quickly and as ephemerally as I can do it. That's what sums it up to corrupt the Jews. And this is now Rabbi Antleman. The Frankists adopted the policy. It was called the Jewish Enlightenment. It was initiated by German Jewish apostate Moses Mendelssohn. Remember, the founder of the Reform Movement. Napoleon was financed to liberate the Jews, and the Reform and Conservative movements were financed in Germany, again, off to England and then to America, but the Jews weren't having anything to do with their morality overturned. They may have been Reform, and it may have been easier on them, but they did not turn into Sabbateans. They weren't giving away wives on Purim and all. Well, they stayed moral. Maybe not traditional, but moral. And then this led to a horrible policy change that Jews who stuck to Torah morality and refused to practice Sabbateanism would not be permitted to live. Sounds shocking? Let's go on. Now, let's not kid ourselves about Jewish history in Europe. It sucked. For 2,000 years, there were pogroms, crusades, inquisitions. By the way, and this is important, that was aided and abetted by the Jesuits. And we'll get to that in 1 second. But compared to what happened from the 1880s on, life was a tolerable picnic. The turning point in the final war against the Jews was the founding of Zionism by the Sabbateans. The final aim of the movement was to establish a Sabbatean state in the historical land of the Jews, therefore taking over Judaism for good. Now, this wasn't something that seemed plausible or possible, but my goodness, the allies the Frankists made. Remember, they were dirt poor. They cut a deal, and the deal was, first of all, to foment the idea of going to Palestine. Life had to be made so intolerable for Europe's Jews that escape to Palestine would seem to be the best and, in fact, only option. The war began with the Cossack pogroms of the 1880s. And I guess 100,000 Jews were slaughtered by the Cossacks. To get this going, the Frankists turned to the Jesuits and their influence over the Catholic Church. And one last thing, the Frankists provided the communists, the Jesuits provided the Cossacks, and the Rothschilds provided the money. Now, here is where I updated my information. I have a DVD on, by the way, I sent it to you today.
Okay, I'm looking forward to getting it. Go ahead.
Look, what it comes down to is the Frankists were dirt poor until 1785, when Jacob Frank went to the conspiracy capital of the world, Frankfurt. Frankfurt was like the San Francisco of the late 60s. All the radicals met there to produce a new society. In short, Jacob Frank in 1785 first met the Jesuit Adam Weishaupt. He was the founder of the Illuminati. And in Frankfurt in 1785, he also met Mayor Amschel Rothschild, who was just starting his empire. And he was off to a pretty darn good start. What the Frankists had were the major powers of Europe backing this wacky idea of getting the Jews back to Israel and slaughtering anyone who didn't play ball. That's what you'll be getting in my DVD. And if any listener wants, it's called the Vatican's Final Crusade for Jerusalem. I have plenty of copies for any listener who wants a copy. He'll get one as well.
Okay, you get your telephone number, your website out. Get all the information out there so people will know how to get your material, Barry.
All right, let's do this quickly. The book of mine you want is Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. You get all my books, no, 8 of 9 of my books at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. For starters, start with Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. You write my name in the books, in the search box, Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. My latest book, The Stinger, Not the Stung, is not on that list. You have to write in Chamish, The Stinger, Not the Stung. My website, and I still need a webmaster, I will solve that shortly, is barrychamish.com. You'll see my phone number there and my website there. I'll send you this DVD. It's what I'm saying, but a heck of a lot more expansive. Now, let's go back to Europe. We have the Cossacks slaughtering Jews. And at that time, well, what can you say? The Jews decided the only answer, again, from German-speaking lands, they decided the only answer was to move to Israel. Look, the first Zionist writer, it was in Vienna, his name was, he was a journalist, his name was Nathan Birnbaum. He opened, well, he fired the opening salvo, which became the seeds of Zionism, but he was followed by another Vienna writer, Peretz Moleskine, who gathered more intellectual justification for returning to a safe home in Israel. Neither men, they were great writers, but they had no charisma. Another Vienna writer did. His name was Theodor Herzl. He was the Elvis Presley of the Jews of the 1880s. He rallied masses just by showing up at a train station. Out of necessity, he became the spokesman and symbol of the new Zionist movement. But there are plenty of problems with Herzl. Read any honest biography of Herzl, and the same dilemma appears. Herzl claimed he wrote the Judenstaat, the Jewish state, one summer in Paris. But Herzl wasn't in Paris when he said he wrote the most influential book, secular book anyways, of modern Judaism. It had to have been written for him. Now, Herzl was a playwright, and a really bad one, a soap opera playwright. A few snippets of his work have seeped out and are still available to read on the internet, but you have to ask how this soap opera writer, well, his sudden departure from literary mediocrity to being the most powerful philosopher of the Jewish world is a pretty tough question to ask. But Herzl, and just watch the video when it arrives, it'll arrive within a day or two. Herzl went to Jerusalem in 1899. Well, in short, when he came back, he decided that there is no way we can make a Jewish state in Israel. Can't be done. And he asked, he went to Britain in 1901. And remember what I told you, all the Jews from German countries, including Austria, planted the seeds and built the philosophy, but the power switched to Britain. Same thing with Marx and same thing. We won't go through this. For some reason, everything was Germany to England. He showed up in 1901, and he was not well received. He asked the British to grant land in East Africa, Uganda, as a Jewish state. By the way, in the imperialism of the time, that was not an out-of-the-question proposal. But the Sabbatian's game plan would be thoroughly neutralized. And by the way, what Jew wants to move to Uganda? It was really not the greatest suggestion, but he said a Jewish state can't work in Israel. And he had his reasons. After this statement, he died. Very young, 45 years old. Not one biography tells how. He entered a Paris sanatorium for a not known condition and never emerged. We don't know how he died, but it was shortly after telling the British, I'm not going to be your spokesman for this anymore. And you know what? It was really good for the British because they replaced Herzl, first of all, for political leadership. They replaced him with one of their own, a German-educated Jew named Chaim Weizmann. I'm going to say this. In 1935, well before anyone believed that anyone was capable of the Holocaust, Weizmann was telling groups that the Holocaust is coming. Perhaps 2 million Jews will survive, but they'll be strong and good for Eretz Israel. The guy was a butcher. Now, how did he become the political leader of the Jewish agency? Look, the British took, well, they took Palestine from the Turks. That's how Weizmann could set up shop in Jerusalem. He had the permission of the brand new rulers of Palestine, the British. Now, how did this happen? You needed two people primarily. You needed Lord Balfour. He was the foreign minister to declare that the British government looked with great sympathy upon the establishment of a Jewish homeland in Palestine. Now, how did the Balfour Declaration come about? A cockamamie legend, which Jews in Israel will tell you is the truth, and it couldn't have been, but the cockamamie legend involved Weizmann, who was a chemist. He found a way, supposedly, during World War One, Britain was running out of explosives, supposedly. He found a way to make acetone for explosives from dried-up paint. It turns out not one explosion in World War One came from this magic process. A little factory was set up that never produced a bomb, but that was the front. Nonetheless, Weizmann told Balfour that he wants a state for his people, and Balfour was so grateful for this magic process, he issues a declaration. But even more important, the British took great pains to capture Palestine from the Turks and appoint the leaders of an upcoming Sabbatean state.
And I think one thing as we draw close to the end here, we have to...
Are we drawing close to the end?
Well, basically, we'll get this on another program. But basically, well, of course, as the Nazis come to power, and the Jews want to get away, and so they try to get into other countries, and the countries put embargo on them. They try to come to America. Why? Suddenly, America puts an embargo.
America, Canada, Cuba, Venezuela, everywhere they went, the order was out.
That's right.
And so Jews were unwelcome.
And the idea whole was you either go to Palestine, you go back to Germany, or back to Europe and die. And this is really, this was that extensive. That's what the tremendous force behind what was going on. And a few of the Jews did go. A small number of the Jews went to Israel. We're talking about millions of Jews died in Europe. And everything is done to confuse that issue today. Go right ahead, Barry.
You can thank Woodrow Wilson for that. Rabbi Antelman pointed out to me that Wilson was corrupted by the Frankists through his agent, Colonel House. Wilson put an end to open immigration for Jews from Europe. Until then, no Jew went to Palestine. They went primarily to America, 2 million of them. Wilson ended that.
And so basically, of course, the Jews, so many of them were killed because they would not go to Palestine, but everything was done to manipulate affairs throughout the world and certainly and in Europe itself to make it an awful lot of some of the Jews did go, but it was all about the Zionist view. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
God bless. This is Dr. Stan. We do hope, of course, you get the general gist of what Barry is saying, because it explains why there's so much anti-Semitism in the world today, and people confuse the influence of this small little clique of Jews with the whole Jewish race. And it's not. The average Jew is an intelligent, capable individual and wants to live their life. And of course, their religion, they've rejected a lot of the traditions of the Torah. Now, there are the Orthodox, and then they're the conservative and truly conservative. Conservative do hold a moral values, although they've infiltrated the conservative section of the Israeli faith, as they have infiltrated the Protestant church. Have you noticed how they've changed the music and the message of the Catholics, of the Protestant church? Have you noticed what's happened to the Catholic church? I mean, the number of homosexuals, the number of people who are involved in pedophilia in the Catholic church, the fact that there really are satanic cells at the upper echelons of the Vatican. And of course, what Barry doesn't get into is the fact that this whole thing is satanic, and the satanic component within the Jewish faith, within the Protestant faith, within the Catholic faith. And if you haven't actually heard the 4-CD set that we have, certainly the Wisdom of Malachi Martin is one of the most important tape sets that we have, because, of course, he goes into the background of the satanic sects at the highest levels of the Vatican. So if you'd like to get the 4-CD set entitled The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we're going to suddenly you can get the material from Barry Shamish, his book on the labor Zionist movement. You want to get the information. You want to understand it. You want to be able to explain it. And you certainly want to help Jews to understand what has really happened. And then, of course, there's so many people who are just pushing anti-Semitism. It's not the Jews. It is this one component of Jews who, in my impression, are satanic. And there is this movement, if you haven't got our 4-CD set on the Aquarian Conspiracy, there the 4 talks that were given by Sidney Constance Cumby. We even have a DVD of Constance Cumby when she was actually here in the Monterey Bay area at one of our conferences. And you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Dr. Adelman's book, I think, is a very important book. It has to do with the opiate, to delay the opiate. That's probably not the exact title of it, but you can look him up, Dr. Adelman, certainly on Amazon, and I think we will carry the book, because we want you to be able to have the information so that you can understand what is going on and how this fits together. And then, of course, if you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that's Brotherhood of Darkness. Shame on you. You need to get the book. You need to read it. You need to study the book. You need one of these FM stations. But anyway, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters on a regular monthly basis, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, why pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and we'll be back in just a moment with another fascinating program.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our producer says he thinks he has the wrong number. I'm going to ask him to try the number 704 over the first numbers, 704, 703. Try 704 and see what you get. Otherwise, please call Barbara and they can check us in the on my no, papers over there in the studio and see if... but anyway, I've tried that first one, and if certainly we can't get our guest, why, of course, we'll have to actually have open lines. And since I have nothing prepared, we'll have to have you call in. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So basically, let's see who we have here. Oh, who do we have on the line? Hello? Do we have somebody? Do we have somebody, a caller on the line? Doesn't look like it. So basically, we got a real problem with our a caller. We don't seem to have a guest. So our telephone number is going to be 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're out there, because I have nothing really prepared for this evening. So we'll talk about whatever you talk about. Hopefully, our scheduled guest will call in, because I was looking forward to that. Certainly, he has sent us a series of DVDs. He's been studying the occult movement as it permeates every aspect of our life today. And certainly, as you look at America, the America we live in today is an entirely different world than the America I was raised in. And remember, I was growing up in the 1930s and 1940s, and this just doesn't exist today. Why has America changed? Well, it's changed because there's a small group of people who actually tied into Satanism, who permeated every aspect of our society. And basically, they control all the major instruments of our society, whether it be our military, whether it be our banks, whether it be our corporations, whether it certainly would be our churches, and certainly our seminaries. Certainly, they're working within the educational system. They're working within the media, and they've actually transformed our society. And this has not happened by accident. There's an organized, orchestrated effort to change our religious beliefs and to break down and destroy the moral fabric of our society. Certainly, look, go ahead and look and see what's on television. You can actually go up on the internet and you can pull down all sorts of pornography. And children, you know, 6, 8, 10 years of age are getting into pornography. And this certainly should be blocked, but it's not. There's an organized effort to corrupt our society, and they have done a very, very good job of this. Well, for two generations, going back certainly to 1962, remember, it was just 52 years ago they took God and prayer out of our schools. Why did they take it out? Because it was unconstitutional? No, because they wanted to destroy the moral fabric of America, and they've done it. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is, and here in the Central Coast of California, is 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Give us a call here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And if you have a subject you want to talk about, well, that's what we're going to do. Otherwise, you're just going to have to hear me ramble on for an hour, and nobody wants to do that. Under any circumstances, we'll see if there's any way we can possibly get our guest. But if not, why, we'll be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we finally got our guest, Gonzo Shimura. And did I pronounce your name correctly, Gonzo?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, of course, you've done a tremendous amount of work going into the background of this massive occult movement that permeates every aspect of our society, and most people have no idea how it suddenly dominates our religion. It's even in our churches, it's in our entertainment, and it's all intent upon changing our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So you pick up the story, give the background. How did you get involved? How did you find out what this was about? And you've done a magnificent job in your DVDs of bringing this out. So go right ahead.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on, Stan. Just wanted to say up front, thank you for all the work you've done over the years. And, basically my story is pretty simple, really. I mean, I was saved back in 2007, and for a couple of years, I sort of backslid. At first, it was great, but then, I had a lot of questions. And having lived through 9/11, I was 18 years old when the two towers went down, and I was going into college, so I didn't think too much of it at the time. But as I was saved and I started asking questions, I wasn't really receiving answers from my church. And they alluded to all kinds of things, political situations, supernatural topics like UFOs, aliens. How does that fit into the Bible? How does it fit into that perspective? And so what I did was, I did what any millennial, a young millennial would do. I went online and I hopped on YouTube And I started digging around, trying to look for videos and, you know, different lectures on these sorts of topics. And, you know, I really didn't get a whole lot of answers. What I discovered was a lot of New Age teachers talking about UFOs, conspiracy theories, you know, even 9/11, movies like Zeitgeist were very popular. And it was interesting because they were kind of teaching a different Jesus than the one I was hearing about on Sunday. So it was quite confusing for me for a while. And then one night I was listening to Coast AM, just trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. And I heard a gentleman named L.A. Marzulli on the radio, and he was talking about the guidebook to the supernatural, and he's talking about the Nephilim and all this stuff. And that opened up a door that I was looking for, someone that was actually grounded in the scriptures and addressing these topics. And that led me to discover a small community of people online, and your work as well, and you know, start to uncover some of these things. And it made a lot more sense to me, the way the world works. And so for the next 2 or 3 years, I just researched. I read tons of books, articles. I watched a lot of movies and different media associated to it, and my perspective of the world began to change radically. But it was grounded, that was the great thing, in the scriptures. And I started learning about Bible prophecy, and it got to a point where I felt like my head was going to explode if I didn't put it down in some sort of medium. So I was a sound engineer by trade, so I thought, okay, I can probably pick up video editing. So I decided to create a video, and that video is Age of Deceit, Fallen Angels, and the New World Order. And I posted it on YouTube on September of 2011, and it's got almost 3 million views right now on YouTube, and it's been a huge blessing. And I just actually released recently Age of Deceit 2, Alchemy, and the Rise of the Beast Image, looking at the technological movement and the scientific movement and see where that fits into Bible prophecy.
And Chris, we Barbara and I have watched the first one. We're almost through the second one. They're very well done. It's a very, very important contribution. And people have to understand that nothing is it appears to be if you don't understand what is going on behind the scenes. So little of what's going taking place today really makes sense. Go right ahead.
Sure. Yeah. And that's I think with the first film, you know, it's really interesting because I actually left out tons of information that I had gathered, and a lot of what I left out happened to be on the central banks and the economy. And I went sort of more the route of looking at the supernatural elements and the spiritual components, simply because I felt that there were a lot of people exposing, you know, the banks and the cartel, basically, that's been going on. There's several authors that have done tremendous work in that area. And, for me to hash that out again would necessarily be beneficial in a 2.5-hour movie. I was trying to fit all kinds of information, so what got left out was that element. But you know, to tie in how it relates to this supernatural or spiritual aspect, it's pretty interesting, because when you look at the 1770s, right before the nation was founded officially, Adam Weishaupt started the Illuminati, and he was actually told by Mayor Amsel Rothschild to create this Illuminati. And the Illuminati basically was basically the Luciferian lore. And to them, you know, Lucifer is the keeper of the light, you know, the light bearer. And so this whole ideology that stems back from thousands and thousands of years was made mainstream, so to speak, underground within the right about the time the nation was founded. And it's, you know, it's interesting because it was secret all along. You know, the secret societies have been the ones who have nurtured this information, but now it's really coming out, and a lot of people are learning about it. But it doesn't change the fact that it's there. And so, you know, when you start talking about the central banks and all the evil things that they're doing, it makes sense because the spiritual foundation is rooted in the mystery religions that have been around for thousands of years, which is effectively, in essence, a flip, a backwards understanding of who God is and who Lucifer or Satan is. To the mystery religions, the mystery schools, what they basically teach is that Lucifer is God, and that he actually freed Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden, from the tyrannical God who was Yahweh, and with the gift of knowledge. And so their idea is that knowledge is going to set us free and make ourselves into gods. And this is really an interesting concept because it ties into not just everything that's happened throughout history, all the evil things that evil men have done, but where it's heading. When you look at the technological movement, it's fascinating. We live in some very interesting times as we look into the future and look at what these futurists, technologists, and scientists are saying is the direction of humankind. It's just startling. So, you know, I think it's important for us to start looking at, of course, understand the history, but also start looking at what the role of science and technology is moving forward, because the ideologies that are there are exactly the same as all of the mystery religions of, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago.
And we see this permeate every aspect of what's going on today. You see it every day, and you just don't recognize it. They have their emblem on the back of the dollar bill. What is a pyramid kept by an all-seeing eye doing on the back of the dollar bill? What does a pyramid have to do with America? It has nothing to do with America. It has everything to do with the mystery religions and the fact that the goal of the mystery religions is a one-world government. And what is the caption beneath the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill? Novo Ordo Seclorum, the new social order. That's the new world order, ladies and gentlemen. And basically, of course, on the other side, you see an eagle. Only inversely, it wasn't an eagle. If you go back to the original, it's in the emblem on the Great Seal of the United States. It was a phoenix bird.
It was only available through my website right now just because it's so long. It's 3 hours long. And I'm unable to have it available on Amazon. But it's trying to just get the word out because these conversations need to happen, especially within the church. You know, that's something that I've ran into a lot of issues with, because most people are just kind of going along with the tide, so to speak. You know, they just kind of want to be a part of culture, and they don't really step back and think about where things are headed. A perfect example, I was employed at a church for a very long time as a AZ tech, and I had a lot of conversations with pastors. I got to serve the ministry by, you know, being a tech for many events. And when I was speaking to a pastor, and asked him about microchipping, he was all about it. So that should be alarming to many people that, you know about this stuff, that people within the church are so eager to take something like a microchip.
And basically, we'll either buy or sell. Prepare the mark of the beast to be known by the number of his name. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Fascinating information. You'll certainly want to go up to the internet and see this or get it from Amazon. But we'll be back in a moment. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health.
If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Gonzo Shimura, and basically he's put out a DVD. He's put out two of them. We've watched all of the first one. We're almost through the second one. 3 million hits on the first one up on Sydney in the internet. So people are beginning to get the message. And of course, takes us into this occult movement as it permeates every aspect of our society, including the Christian church today, both the Catholic and Protestant branches of it. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Gonzo, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, that's 464-8295. Gonzo, why don't you just sort of take the first DVD and get the background and the message that you're putting out?
The first one is all about the fallen angels and the New World Order. And most people are unaware that back in Genesis 6, there's a passage that talks about the sons of God marrying human women and bearing children, and they were called the Nephilim, and they were the giants. And in my estimation, in my study, I believe that these were these giants are where Greek mythology comes from, and all the demigods of mythology, and they play a major role in the Old Testament, and a lot of the tribes and the enemies of Israel throughout the Old Testament that God instructs and leads Israel to wipe out. these tribes were Nephilim tribes. And, you know, of course, the atheists and the skeptics are very quick to, you know, judge the Old Testament God and say, how can you condone murder and genocide and all these things? But when you begin to understand that there was actually what Ellen Marzulli terms the cosmic war, that there was a battle between these creations of the fallen angels, an abomination to God and humanity, it starts to make a lot of sense. And so that's where everything started. And then when you start looking at the greater conspiracy, the dark entities and Satan at the top of that, behind all of the major world events, there's a direct tie-in right from the top of the spiritual realm all the way to the physical and to the government, the politics, the military, the science, the education, the technology, every aspect, it trickles down. And, you know, what I tried to also show is the New Age movement that is so closely related to this, because in reality, the New Age movement, there's nothing really new about it. You know, it's all about the old mystery religions that's rebranded for the modern day. And there's a direct tie-in there as well with the UFO phenomenon of today. There are thousands and thousands of people who are seeing something in the air. And, of course, not everything is a UFO. Some of it might be a hoax. Some of it might be just a misunderstanding of what, you know, what they're looking at. However, if only one of those things is something beyond our world, then we're dealing with something that is quite literally beyond the world. And it's fascinating to see, even in the scriptures, Satan is described as the prince of the power of the air. And so this misconception that Satan is just hanging out down in hell, no, actually the Bible says he's the prince of the power of the air. And, you know, of course, Ephesians 6:12 talks about how we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the principalities and powers in the heavenly realms, in the atmosphere. So this is quite literally describing the UFO phenomenon and these alleged aliens from out there. But what seems to be going on in my research and many others, what seems to be going on is that these entities that are arriving and channeling and doing all these things on Earth, they are not extraterrestrial in that they're from another planet somewhere, but actually they're interdimensional in that they come through some sort of veil or some sort of dimension, and they appear on this side to deceive us. And they're trying to tell us that they are from another galaxy or another planet or something like that. But in reality, this is just part of the grand deception at the end times. And I believe in order for a one world religion to form, there has to be some sort of major event, and something like the UFO phenomenon can definitely influence the world into accepting a spirituality that can, quote unquote, unite the world.
And ladies and gentlemen, basically what people don't understand is the part that the computers play. As in the end, this monitoring of the individual, controlling the individual, as in the everything is being monitored electronically. They're watching everything we do. Basically, of course, they do this in part in computers. The emblem of one of the computers is an apple with a bite taken out of it. And what did certainly Satan say to Adam in the Garden of Eden? If you eat of the fruit of the tree, an apple.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your miracle to today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Gonzo Shamir, and he's put together these wonderful DVDs going into the occult influence of what's going on in the world today. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But remember, certainly, why I've crushed for almost 6,000 years, the horse was the major means of transportation, and they were even around, certainly, at the beginning of the last century. We were just beginning to make the first planes, the first rickety cars, you know, in the beginning of the 20th century. And look what's happened since then, to the point where basically we now have a situation where everybody in the world can be numbered. And they can be, certainly be numbered through these miracles of the suddenly of computers, and they can be tracked. In fact, they can track everything in this world. And basically, this could never have happened before at any time in history. And I do believe we're living in prophetic times. Well, if you have a question or comment for our guest, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Gonzo, how can people get to your website, get your DVDs, and get your information?
Sure. People can go to ageofdeceit.com. That's ageofdeceit.com. And that'll take you to my blog. And you can go there and click on AOD2. You can, there's several ways you can get the DVD. You can either purchase it at the store online on my website, or if you'd like to purchase the first DVD, Fallen Angels in the New World Order, you can go to Amazon, type in Age of Deceit into the Amazon search engine, and you can do that, or you can watch it for free. If you go to just Google and just type in Age of Deceit, it should be one of the first things to pop up there. And the first film is absolutely free to watch. Part two will be up on YouTube in a few weeks, but right now it's only available on DVD, which you can go to ageofdeceit.com and click on the store, and you can purchase your DVDs right there.
Okay, fine. And basically, you go right ahead, though. You were telling us certainly your view of what's going on today, because this influence, this age of deceit, permeates every aspect of our life. And the average Christian doesn't understand the relationship between what is taking place today and the ancient prophecies. And yet I believe we're seeing them being fulfilled on a regular basis through the miracles of electronics. But what people do not understand is that so many of the people who are involved with certainly the electronic industry have gotten their inspiration from the occult. And actually they've gotten this right, actually going into the other dimension or having ideas from the other dimension come into their minds. And we're talking about people like Bill Gates. We're talking about people who have actually done so much to alter the electronic structure of our society. People don't correlate certainly what is going on today from a spiritual point of view with what has taken place from a prophetic point of view. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And would you agree with that, Gonzo?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a strong prophetic precedence that is being ignored largely in the church. And, there's so many scriptures that jump out. Daniel 2:43 talks about how it's the bottom of the feet there of the statue where the mixture of iron and clay, where they say that it says that the iron mixed with common clay and they combined with one another with the feet of men, but they will not adhere to one another. And this is interesting because, of course, iron and clay, they don't mix, but, you know, who are they? You know, there's a word there, they. And some people have said that these are the fallen angels that may return. I think that it's possible that because the imagery used is iron mixed with clay being humans, it's very fascinating when you start looking at articles and with scientists who say that they have actually created lifelike cells out of metal. So humans are usually carbon-based, of course, they're saying that we can potentially create metal-based life forms. And so, again, the Word of God is verified quite literally there, iron mixing with miry clay, that something that humanity might merge with. And this is the topic of transhumanism, where this ideology that is being pushed right now to merge humanity with machine, with animals and different things to create a better humanity in the eyes of those who want to do it. But it's actually corrupting humanity. And, to give you an idea of how real this is, the head of engineering at Google, whose name is Ray Kurzweil, he is one of the spokesmen for this transhumanist movement. There's another gentleman from Russia who is a mogul, a billionaire. He's in leading the charge, saying that we will achieve human immortality by the year 2045. And all these things are counterfeit to the real salvation, to the real true immortality, which is provided by Jesus Christ. So, again, the deception is so deep. And if you're not aware of these things, you're going to line right up and get chipped, get enhanced, so to speak, and be a part of this movement. And that's why I'm out there trying to warn people through the DVDs, through my blog, and through I also have a radio show called Canary Cry Radio. It's a podcast that you can get online. And I think it's important to get it out there and to, you know, just make sure people at least consider some of the things that we've talked about.
Well, what sort of response are you getting? Are Christians beginning to understand? I mean, or are they simply living the good life and really totally oblivious to the spiritual significance, the prophetic significance of so much of what's going on today? What's your impression?
Well, it's a mixed bag. I've had many people tell me that the film has impacted them and helped them come back to church or come back to the Lord, which is a great blessing, and I praise God for that. But then there are others who simply don't understand. They, say that this is not kingdom work, that this is not, biblical and things like that. So, it's a mixed bag, and it's interesting because you hear it from all sides, not just within the church, but, you know, you have to answer to your skeptics and your atheists, and that's fine too. I love having discussions, philosophical discussions about those aspects of our world as well. But yeah, it's been a mixed bag. But overall, the support has been great, and I think it is a growing aspect of especially young people. And this is something that I think is very important, especially for me. And just looking at the future and the young people, and you know, our children, our children's children. There is a small group of people starting to wake up to these things. And the numbers are growing, and that's what I've seen. So that's a positive thing. And so, I often go back to the phrase, a rapture or a revival. So hopefully one of those two will occur.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Eric calling from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question or comment?
I do, Dr. Stan. You mentioned microchip, and Stan, do you remember in 2012 there was a financial crisis at the Vatican Bank under Pope Ratzinger's supervision, and so what ultimately occurred was a revelation that the cardinals all had to be microchipped because of this financial debacle. And I want to ask Gondo if that at all ties into world affairs, acknowledging the fact that throughout history, somehow, the Vatican has become, the world's second wealthiest so-called nation state or banking entity.
Well, it has a great deal of wealth. It has a great deal of gold. I've heard it said, and I don't know whether it's true or not, that the Vatican has about a quarter of the gold in the world. And I don't know anything at all about chipping the cardinals. Do you know anything at all about that, Gonzo?
I haven't heard much about chipping the cardinals, but the Vatican has a major role to play in all of this because, first off, Tom Horn and Chris Putnam have put out a book called Petrus Romanus, The Final Pope is Here, and the second book, Exo Vaticana, the Vatican's astonishing plan for the arrival of an alien savior. And they actually have the two of the biggest satellites in the world, or I'm sorry, telescopes in the world. One of them is called Lucifer, and it's actually on Mount Graham in Arizona. So, of course, what's going on there? But in my film, what I show is that not only is this a phenomenon that's interesting, but the Vatican has come out and said that they don't rely on any external companies for their technology. They actually get custom-made technology from Israel. So, again, this is fascinating because the Vatican, there's a direct link there with Israel, and then you start looking at the abomination of desolation that's talked about in the Bible, and that how that ties into the image of beast, and how, you know, potentially the Pope will be this false prophet figure who will give breath to this image and make it speak. So there's a definite tie in there, and I lay that all out in my film in detail to show that there is something very fascinating going on with the ties between the Vatican and Israel and the technology. And of course, Israel is the second leading nation in technology, in artificial intelligence. These topics are not discussed a whole lot in the Christian world, but Israel is one of the leaders in technology. And which, again, just makes this case even more interesting and fascinating to look at because, why are they so ahead in technology as America is? And why are they, helping the Vatican so much? How does this relationship have anything to do with potentially creating the mark of the beast, the image of the beast? So, I haven't heard exactly the microchipping of the popes, but I believe it's possible. It's definitely possible. And, and the mark, one other thing that I would like to drop is that, the mark of the beast, a lot of people have speculated that it's a chip, and I think it's possible. But I believe it might be something more because some of my friends and colleagues who are researchers as well into this topic it seems to be that it's not just the microchip that tracks you, but it's something that's actually going to change us genetically. And, of course, the Bible talks about no salvation or no grace or anything for people that take the mark. There's nothing there that says, oh, you can just take the mark out and you're fine. No, it's something that's permanent. And so in my eyes and in my research, what I've speculated upon is that perhaps what this mark is going to do is create us effectively into the image of the beast as well, abandoning our image of God that we were actually created in.
Well, there are a lot of very, very strange things, and we do carry both of those books by Tom Horn and Chris Putman. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And basically it goes into their contention that the current pope is the last pope, and he is the one that is described in the scriptures. They make a very, very good case for it. I think it's well worthwhile evaluating that and getting the books and reading it. And they even talk about these telescopes that are down there. I guess, is that Arizona where that is? Is that New Mexico?
It's Arizona, Mount Graham.
In Arizona. But basically, the people there are certainly suggesting, they've actually talked to the people in these in these observatories. And basically, they're not looking at it from a Christian point of view, but from a practical point of view, and trying to tap into this supernatural power that is out there. Trying to tap into the supernatural power that's coming from space. Eric, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
You know what, Stan? I do have another question, but it's called the Vatican Observatory Research Group, a vet board. I remember Tom Horn, I think he had him on his first book, Zenith 2016, and he was describing that, the Vatican Observatory Research Group board. It sounds like board. And this would make sense because, as Malachi Martin said, with his books, Windswept Calls, Hostage to the Devil, the Vatican is really satanic at the very core. And in order to, Satan would want the greatest influence over the Christian world populace. So the Roman Catholic, system seems to be that system. And,
well, I think Eric, there are a lot of wonderful Catholics out there, and I think that Satan has infiltrated the Catholic Church, but he's also infiltrated the Protestant Church. So, but I think you're absolutely right. At the highest levels of the Vatican, there are satanic cells, according to Malachi Martin, and you can get that if you listen to our 4-CD set. And then, of course, at the highest levels of the Vatican, there are pedophile groups. Pedophile groups? Why are they allowing this to go on? Well, of course, these deep demonic influences. Hey, we're out of time, Eric. Thank you so very much for calling. And Gonzo, we've only got a few minutes more. Well, why don't you go ahead and just sort of wrap up your thoughts for the night?
Sure. Well, again, Dr. Stan, I appreciate you giving me the time to talk about these things and talk about my film. Really what it comes down to, I believe, is that the Bible also tells us who defeats the New World Order, and that's Jesus Christ. And it's very interesting because, most people read a lot of these scriptures about Jesus, and they don't necessarily think of it in terms of, Jesus defeating any kind of world power or world system, but that's exactly what he does. I encourage people to study the scriptures every day, and don't necessarily believe everything I said here. Go do your own homework. Acts 17:11. Be a good Berean, and of course, be in prayer. And I would encourage people to check out the movie Age of Deceit, both part one and part two. Again, part one, you can go to ageofdeceit.com and get all the information there. I would appreciate your support in that. And both of these films were done on my own dime and just my own time. No production team or anything like that. It was just me with a computer. So your support would go a long way in helping reach more people with the gospel and with this information that I believe is vital.
And how, once again, how can people get copies of the DVDs?
You can go to ageofdeceit.com. That's ageofdeceit.com, and you'll be led to my blog, and you can get all the information there.
And basically, I'm sure that was a very expensive as a proposition, because basically there's all sorts of interviews with all sorts of important people. There's certainly a lot of animation. He's done a tremendous job. It's well worthwhile watching. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed our conversation with Gonzo. And basically, of course, this is really what it's all about. We're fighting certainly a spiritual battle. It's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But behind everything going on, there are these spiritual forces. And basically, we live in a material world, but there is a mystical world. We live in a tangible world. There is an intangible world. We live in a subjective world. There's a spiritual world. And we live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. And you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. It's real. And in fact, it's really far more real than most of what we actually see and touch on a regular basis. You must understand that just certainly behind everything going on today, behind what's going on over there in Ukraine, and what's going on in Syria, and what's going on certainly in this coming conflict between the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims, Of course, remember the reading, what it says in Revelation 6:8 about this great war that's going to come, and a quarter of the population of the world is going to be killed, and then things really get bad after that. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're moving into what I believe are terrible, terrible times. What is the consolation? Well, we're going to have a personal relationship with our Lord, and we're going to have to depend upon Him. And if we do perish in the coming period of conquest and turmoil, why, we know where we're going to spend eternity. And that is, of course, what keeps me going and what keeps our family going, because, of course, we believe with all of our hearts in the scriptures and the prophecies, and we're knowing full well that there is a heaven, and one day we'll be with the Lord. So, of course, our job is to do the best we can to try to reach others, to let them understand what's going on, and certainly we should be involved politically, but understand that you are there just locally. It's very important that you get involved with your local politics. We do not know how much rigging of the elections there is. We do know that here in California, when they tried to get an initiative onto the ballot recently, why the Secretary of State would not allow several counties to actually count the votes. And why? They didn't want them counted because they didn't want the initiative to go through. We have total corruption, as in the office of the Secretary of State, here in the state of California, and it's not just in California. When you have people who don't believe in God, who embrace the other side, you can understand we're going to have problems, but you have to get involved. And certainly, we certainly are going to be hopefully helping and talking the various candidates, so you will locally, who you'll know to vote for, and you need to be doing the same thing in your community. You want to have an honest, goodness, good sheriff. You want to have certainly good local officials, because we may very well see the breakdown of the structure of society as we know it. We're moving into, I believe, very, very difficult times. Is it a matter of weeks, months, years? I do not know. But I've been at this for over 52 years now, and I just have a feeling that things are moving towards a climax, and whether it's going to be a matter of a year or two, but I do believe that we're going to see the progressive erosion of the structure of our society, and you're going to have to make your preparations now, know who the people are. You can depend upon, we suggest Joel Skousen's books, going into strategic relocation. If you're in a large city, well, maybe you can't move out of the city, but have some place that you can go, or other people that you can work with and who will support you. But the cities are not, the major cities are not going to be a safe place when the whole structure of society breaks down. I'm not talking about things imaginary, talk about them real. Certainly, if you want to get the Joel Skousen's books, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help support our networks of radio stations on the East Coast and on the West Coast, help us reach people all across America. Why, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 20 March 2014. It is Thursday. You're in the right place. JD's with me in the studio. Thank you, JD.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's going to be a fun day. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fun news day, ladies and gentlemen. We got some good stuff for you here. Let me just tease you